Oh, if Bacchus could be in our studio right now.
Yeah, Laura, you ought to get in here.
Turn off my mic. I'm coming.
Yeah, this is important.
Bottle of red, bottle of white, perhaps a bottle of rosé tonight for dessert.
Yeah, not wine, not dessert wine either. Wine as dessert. This is cold, sweet, delicious, scoopable, alcoholic sorbet. It's billed as the adult dessert for sophisticated palates. Wine cellar sorbet, one of the only desserts for which you must show ID, Allison.
The pint-sized containers, they have only 5% of alcohol in them compared to 11 to 14 in a bottle of the pure stuff, but it is, we're told, fully capable of giving you a heady rush, same as the Glanis Vino, which is probably why you shouldn't, you know, cradle a pint, spoon in hand, and knock it out like Chunky Monkey.
Or maybe you should.
Or maybe you should if you don't have to drive anywhere.
Exactly.
Brett Birnbaum, one of the creators of this cool confection, is the co-founder of the Wine Cellar Sorbet. Brett, thanks for bringing in the wine.
Thanks for having me.
You've
really
seen that
it.
Our staff's assembled quickly. I just said, hey, could somebody come in and do a taste while we're talking to Brett?
I always think it's me that's drawing crowds, but it's usually the sorbet.
Pull up to the microphone just a little bit so we can hear you.
Yeah, we announced that there was some form of alcohol. I haven't seen half of these people before in my life. I don't know who any of these people
are. I'm going to check IDs.
I'm running in off 43rd Street.
So where did the first idea come that you guys really wanted to make a wine, a sorbet that is purely out of wine as opposed to just being one component?
Well, I grew up in Queens with my best friend Dave Zablocki, who couldn't be here today.
Hi, Dave.
Dave's an amazing chef, and long story short, we were going to start a restaurant together back in Brooklyn. I was going to grad school back in 2002 and 2003 in Brooklyn, in the city, but I was living in Brooklyn. I was like, Dave, we got to start a wine bar and all that. And Dave was all on board, and one day he called me up and said, hey, Brett, how about we put this wine sorbet on the menu? I learned how to make it when I was a chef out in California, and it's delicious. It's perfect for a wine bar. And I was in business school all the time. I'm like, oh, my God, there's the marketing idea that I've always dreamed about. I said, forget about a wine bar. Let's be the Ben & Jerry's of the wine world. So we started a label called Wine Cellar Sorbets, and here we are.
Was there any reason in terms of when you did your business model, I'm sure you did your planning, that someone hadn't tried this before?
You know, that was fascinating to me. I mean, when you do your research and you're like, Google wine sorbet and your heart's pounding. Like, did anyone do this before? amazingly to me, that no one did. And that's when I was like, Dave, we were doing our research. Should we really do it? And it was like, oh, my goodness, no one's really done it. And, you know, I guess there's no real hard and fast reason why. But what I've come back to is that it's really hard to make.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to make. And it's difficult to make well. It took us a while to get our formulations correct, our recipes right. And it's an art about what finding the right wine rather than a science, as opposed to making an ice cream, which is you put this much cream, put this much sugar. It's very exact. Wine sorbet, it's all about that wine.
I mean, Dave, are you making the wine or are you selecting wine?
Actually, Dave, his title is our sorbet sommelier.
And, bonjour. Pardon. Alors.
Trademark. And Dave.
He's the business guy.
I'm the business guy.
Don't ever say that again.
But I'm really fun. I got a beard. Dave's the sorbet sommelier. And really what he does, I mean, big part of his job is to work with the vintners to find the correct wine. We buy wines by the barrel. We don't buy bottles of wine. We buy barrels of wine directly from the vineyards. And we literally go out and find the right vintage, the right varietal that we know is going to translate well into the sorbet. Because when we put it through our processing, things, you know, you concentrate, you wash out others. It's all about making sure that the wine's varietal characteristics are shining through in every bite of that wine. For example, when you eat our Cabernet Sauvignon, you know you're eating Cab versus a Pinot Noir.
I have some right here.
Yeah.
Oh, is it going to have a chocolatey finish?
It absolutely
with undertones
will.
Undertones of oak.
I
and
defy anyone.
Else.
When you eat our Cab, it's bone dry on that finish. You're getting earth. You're getting some tobacco, but you're getting a big black cherry start too. So it's like, whoa.
Well, people. Let's just see. I'm gonna put you all to right. The test here. Stand by. You can't hear this, but I'm eating ice cream.
Sorbet.
Sorbet, no cream.
Well, well, I would say that tastes a lot like a Cabernet Sauvignon. And if I knew anything about wine, I'd tell you all about how stemmy or fruity or casky or woody or nutty or whatever it is. But that is what wine tastes like. Good wine,
It's actually a 2005 California Cabernet Sauvignon. We actually put that vintage and varietal viticultural information about where that wine comes from on the actual lid. If you look at the lids of the pints, it shows you the year of that wine and shows you where that wine came from. And when we run out of that varietal, just like the wines are different from year to year, We're going to find a new Cabernet Sauvignon. This year's from California. Next year it might be from Chile.
All right.
And we're going to put it on our label.
Caitlin, our producer's got something. What do you have? What did you pick up?
Oh, I'm having the cab as well. And I just want to say that we did some blind taste testing before. And though we didn't do quite our best, we do think the sorbet stayed very true to the wine flavors.
It did indeed. What do you have, Dan?
The news has been canceled.
Dan's been head into that pint. He's licking the lid.
I'm working on the rosé over here, Allie.
And can you describe it for us?
I'll be honest. I'm not the biggest wine connoisseur, so it tastes like a light red wine or a strong white wine, which is, I guess, what rosé is supposed to taste like. When our friend here, Brett, comes back with some Bud Light sorbet, Bill and I can critique that one in a few years.
So what do you think, Ian? What do you have?
I got the sangria here, which has actual fruit.
It does. Yes. Our sangria, we actually put a little orange wedge at the top of the pint, just mm-hmm. in the tradition of a sangria having fruit in it. Our sangria, we're using a dry blend of Spanish red wine. And we actually do – that's the only one that we actually combine with some orange juice because it's sangria. Mm-hmm. So it's supposed to have juice. All of our other five varietals, there's no other flavorings. In other words, there's no fruit juices. There's no berries. There's no flavorings. We start with the wine. It's the number one ingredient in our mm-hmm. sorbet. There's some all natural. It's all natural. A little bit of sugar, a little bit of stabilizer, and that's it.
It really – it is remarkable.
Yeah.
It tastes – like wine.
Yeah.
Really like wine. It doesn't taste like sorbet flavored like wine. It tastes like wine.
Exactly. We are about the wine world.
But I'm eating it fast. I don't think it's working. How
long? Well,
I'm
it's
like
also
half a pint deep here.
It's wine in the form that'll give you a cold headache as well as
yeah.
a hangover.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Right. We have friends, of course. I think everybody has friends who are insufferable wine snobs.
Enophiles?
Absolutely. Well, it's
do you have sorbet files?
We're starting to it's amazing, actually. I'll get random emails every day saying how someone discovers it and they love it. And it's interesting. I mean, part of what we're about, we love wine. Dave and I are big wine fans. And Dave's trained out in Napa Valley, food and wine pairing. He's excellent. But he's the ultimate approachable big chef guy. And he's like, wine should be appreciated by everybody. You don't have to be educated in wine. Just go out, get a bottle, enjoy it. You know, it's so frustrating when people are so intimidated and they don't want to try. Well, we feel like we really bring wine in a less intimidating way to mm-hmm. folks, people who want to get into wine and just try it out for the first time. It's a nice way to approach it. You know, you can go to the supermarket, pick it up.
When am I supposed to have this? Because I think about sorbet as either a palate cleanser or a light end of the meal.
Is sure.
this, am I supposed to have a pint before dinner or
that's,
what?
That's the beautiful thing about it. We've tried to create more than just a dessert here. Sorbet is a fruit-based ice. Very sweet, usually, uh-huh. over the top on your palate. Our sorbet is the... It ranges in, you know, from a sweeter, from the rosé and the Riesling, the sweeter, to a very dry Pinot Noir or the Champagne, much lighter on the palate. So it really allows a chef or someone who just loves to cook, a foodie, to really start using it in creative ways for desserts, pairing it with like your tarts or your pies or your chocolate cakes, or using it before dinner with your cheese place. They pair incredibly well with cheese.
I can see that.
Think food and wine.
When
we do our Whole
that.
Foods demos, we'll go to the cheese folks and say, what cheeses do you want to move today? And they'll cube us up some cheese and we'll pair them.
Well, you're available in specialty stores. Mm-hmm. We'll write up on our blog a little bit where people can get these wine sorbets. I haven't heard from Pauline for the past 8 minutes. She was
champagne. I just keep on eating. It's a very good breakfast. Very refreshing.
Excellent. Breakfast is champion. I like to say. Or you can order them online and nationally at our website at winecellarsorbets.com.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
It's a great idea, and I'm impressed that you all followed through.
Thank you very much.
Bottle of red. Perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table.